You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Skirner, Vic Carucci wrapping things up here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The defense will keep the orange jerseys. Robert Nelson picking off a pass from Tyler Thigpen to keep the orange jerseys, to get them back for the defense. Now, they've earned them three times. The offense got them because of the coaches. And I think the offense certainly wants to try to change that tomorrow. New Cleveland Browns gear is arriving weekly. Speaking, if you want to dress in white, brown, or orange, stop in the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. All right, we're going to bring in our producer, Matt Fontana, now to give us some tweets.
Yeah, guys, a reminder, fans can tweet at Browns underscore daily, at Vic Carucci, and at Nathan's Girl with the questions. Captain OG Redmore tweets in, he's saying, Willie Snead is going to make this roster over Travis Benjamin. Write it in pencil, but my question is for you guys, how does Willie Snead have a shot to make this roster?
I think he has a shot based on eye-opening plays. He needs to just keep making those over and over again to be that guy. I think it's still a long shot. Travis Benjamin looks healthy, looks explosive. He not only shows it as a returner, but also on the opening play today where he got open against Joe Hayden and made a nice little jump to catch a pass that was a little underthrown by Johnny Manziel. But I've been really honing in on how he's running and you know, the second, third gear, and he was showing that on returns. I don't think we're seeing much, if any. In fact, I'll go out on a limb and say we won't see any of Travis Benjamin against the Lions, because there is no need to see him return a kick in a preseason game or a punt in a preseason game. Makes much more sense to see a guy like Travis Gabriel or somebody like that that you haven't seen in game action. And you don't want to expose Benjamin to that. I think he's fully there, Nathan. I think he's fully there. So that will, you know, enhance the difficulty of a younger receiver to make the team.
Absolutely. And guys, listen, this receiving group's going to have to make the team because of what they can do on special teams for the most part with these young guys. Willie Snead, Taylor Gabriel, you talked about there. We'll see. Travis Benjamin, it was nice to see him make some plays as a receiver today, because if he can do that just enough as a receiver to earn that roster spot, he obviously can stay with you, obviously, as a return man. That's where he will definitely pay his bills.
All right, guys, this one comes from Kyle, another one of the camp battles. Who do you see earning the starting cornerback position opposite of Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert or Buster Skrine?
Justin Gilbert. Buster Skrine needs to come to the inside. I think he, if anybody stood out, there are a lot of people who stood out for very good reasons on Saturday. If anybody had, I'd say the roughest day probably belonged to Buster Skrine. Gave up many passes in front of him, third downs, fourth down conversions, got a couple penalties
guys,
as well,
yeah.
Was grabbing. That's why he had to practice with the boxing gloves on today, so that he wouldn't be so grabby. Yeah, I think it's got to be Justin Gilbert outside. It allows you to move Buster Skrine in the slot, where that's ideal, and I think that's where he's going to be. That's where he's going to be at his best for this team.
Yeah, he definitely needs to be the slot corner, because that is, in many ways, that is what he was put on this earth to do. I mean, I think just in terms of how he's built, his demeanor, how he plays, mixing it up with smaller darters who come in and out on those routes. And I think that's the kind of player that matches up well with them. He gets into trouble when the longer, taller receiver, which, by the way, comprises the majority of the receivers, I think, in this particular team, in this group, which is also the definition of what NFL receivers are all about, what you're going to see on a regular basis. And I'm not comfortable with him there. I'm just not. And I think Justin Gilbert has made major strides, especially since the pads have come on.
All right, guys, this one, I think after a picture, friend of show Kevin Jones tweeting out a picture of Mike Pettine Sr. out on the practice field helping out Browns head coach Mike Pettine Jr. Mike wants to know, what is Mike Pettine Sr. like around the facility?
Very nice. I like him. He doesn't say a whole lot. At least he's quiet. He's observant. He's very into what's going on the field, and a very nice guy. Always quick with a handshake. Hi, Nathan. How you doing? I like Mike Pettine Sr. a lot, and I think it's cool that he's around. I enjoy it. I think it's neat.
I think he's the staff dad. He has that presence of kind of everybody on that coaching staff, you know, sort of being not only his actual son, Mike Pettine Jr., but everybody else you know, the respect that he commands. But you know, and he just literally just walked by our studio a short while ago. Tells us, as Nathan just mentioned, you know, very in tune with what we do. And since his son was hired here, pays close attention to ClevelandBrowns.com, which I encourage everyone to do, and checks out our content, listens to the show, really keeps up on everything, and it will offer commentary on the stuff that we talk about or stuff that we write about or talk about in videos. And I love that. The guy, though, has not lost his coaching. Even though he's retired from coaching, he's still the consummate coach. He watches practice with a very critical eye. He gives his son notes every day, notes on what he sees, what he likes, what he doesn't like. He's done this, I understand, since his son has been coaching in the pros, you know, visiting him at different camps. Now, it's a whole different context because his son isn't just coaching one side of the ball as he has been. He's the CEO of the team. And I think, and I know, you know, his father looks at all this through those set of eyes, but you can see why he was such a successful high school coach, because he pays very close attention to detail.
All right, guys, this one comes from Jim. Obviously, Jordan Cameron sitting out of practice today. He asked how serious the shoulder injury is and should I be worried?
I don't think you need to be worried right now. They're saying that, you know, if it were a game, a real regular season game, that he probably could play this week. So they'll err on the side of caution with Jordan Cameron. But I'm not concerned at this point. Obviously, you'd want everybody to go through completely healthy. But if he's going to have a little ding, I'd rather have him have a little ding now than have it in the regular season.
Yeah, I'm not worried from the standpoint of him not being able to perform at a high level right now or at the level that he is, which is a high level. However, I don't like the fact that this early on, you know, you're dealing with this AC thing. You're dealing with a player who's if there's been a problem in what is otherwise what last year was the breakthrough part of his career. I mean, the breakthrough career season. The question with Jordan Cameron is, can he stay healthy enough? Can he overcome the hits and such that he's going to take as a tight end? It's a brutal – they're all brutal positions, but that one more so. There's a lot of traffic in the middle of that field and a lot of exposure to contact. And I guess what I don't like in a general sense is that he's got something kind of this early on, and now you're going to pay attention to that. You're going to keep an eye on that. All right, and that's it from the tweets.
Go ahead, Dave. That's it. And just want to remind everybody to go to ClevelandBrowns.com today. You can get, obviously, great content from notorious VIC Vic Carucci and Kevin Jones on the writing side. And I'll have videos, one-on-one interview with Terrence West. I'll also have the daily inside training camp video breaking down everything that happened on day number 8, along with the opportunity to talk with Willie Snead, who's caught a lot of people's attention, Robert Nelson, and Jim Leonard, the safety who has just joined the Cleveland Browns.
The veteran. And we want to thank, of course, Gerard Cherry for being on this show, Tom Withers for being on this show, and rookie cornerback Pierre Deserve. Stay tuned for Julian Gerard. That is coming up next. We thank our producers, of course, Matt Fontana and Jason Gibbs. And for Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.